legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the lake they call Gitchigumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early. Load of iron ore, 20,000 ton more, the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. The good ship they sailed, I said, can't see that far away, and it came early. Was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding them terms with trouble steel firms, when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night, when the ship's bell feeling. The wind in the wires made a telltale sound, and a wave broke over the railing, and every man knew, as the captain did too, for the witch of November comes stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m., the main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed, in the Maritime Sailors Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewas.